हरे कृष्णा। जस्ट बिकॉज वी कांट लिव विदाउट समथिंग डजेंट मीन दैट वी कैन लिव विद इट। समटाइम्स पीपल हैव सर्टन हैबिट्स, सर्टन एडिक्शंस विच दे फील आई कांट लिव विदाउट दिस। सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल सम पीपल मे बी एडिक्टेड टू अल्कोहल एंड दे से आई कांट लिव विदाउट अल्कोहल। Just because something we can't live without something, that does not make it neither essential nor desirable. Sometimes our desires trap us in such a bind that when they become addictive, we can't live without it, and we can't live with it also. When a person becomes an alcohol addict, that alcohol addiction may lead to embarrassing behavior. It may lead to spending huge amount of money. It may lead to health issue, health problems. It may lead to relationship breakdowns. It may lead to loss of self-confidence and self-flagellation and overall distortion of character of a person. So, over a period of time, the alcoholic will realize that I can't live with alcohol also. Because if I keep drinking alcohol, I'll be suffering. And yet, if I try to give up alcohol, I tend to feel I can't live without it. So there has to come a time in alcoholics. So the alcoholic's mind may be going on saying that you can't live without alcohol. You know, you get so much, you just can't live without it. And if the thought focuses, if our focus is, if the alcoholic's focus is on I can't live without this, then the alcoholic will never be able to live without it. Will never be able to give it up. But when the focus goes on, I can't live with this. Now, how long can I be wasting my money, spoiling my health, hurting my loved ones, destroying my self-respect? How long can I go on with this? I can't live with this. I can't live like this. Once the alcoholic gets this understanding, then that alcoholic is in the path of freedom from addiction. Addiction is a slavery. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when he says, Asha Pashashatair Baddha. काम क्रोध परायणः ईहंते काम भोगार्थम अन्यायेनार्थ संचयान। सो ही सेज इन 16.12 इन द भगवद गीता आशा पाश शतैर बद्धः। दैट आशा पाश, दैट डिजायर इज लाइक अ शैकल विच बाइंड्स अस, विच शैकल्स अस, विच लीव्स अस एनस्लेव्ड एंड ड्रैग्स अस टुवर्ड्स अन्यायेनार्थ संचयान, ड्रैग्स अस टुवर्ड्स अनजस्ट, अनएथिकल, atrocious activity just for accumulating wealth so that we can fulfill those desires. So when we recognize that I can't live with this, I can't live like this, how long can I keep hurting myself and hurting others because of the desire for this? When our vision focuses on the consequence rather than on the necessity part, then we start getting the will to give up the desire, give up that, to break free from that bondage. And once we get that determination, then Bhagavad Gita offers us the empowering wisdom and guidance to actually break free. It explains that God, the omnipotent supreme being, Krishna, awaits us in our heart. And He is ready to give us higher wisdom. He's ready to give us higher intelligence by which we can break free from the shackles of binding desires. By His mercy, we can cut through all attachments and attain freedom, attain liberation. Liberation from those binding desires now, and eventually liberation from material existence itself. When we absorb ourselves in the remembrance of Krishna, His remembrance acts like a sword. Yadudhyasina yukta. The Srimad Bhagavatam says that His remembrance acts like a sword. By this sword, we get the insight to recognize that, oh, this is suffering, this is not pleasure. And we get the wisdom, we get the higher, we get the taste to break free. We get higher happiness so that we don't need the self-defeating lower happiness coming from addiction. When we get the higher taste from devotion to Krishna, then using the sword of remembrance of Krishna, we can break free from the bondage and march towards liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.